to the program. This is our second message concerning the Lord's presentation of the gospel to Nicodemus. Did Nicodemus get saved? We'll be looking at that. Stay tuned. Have your Bible ready. We'll be in John chapter 3. I'm reading John chapter 3, verse number 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Well, was Nicodemus born again or not? We'll look at it a little further as we continue this program, but if Nicodemus had trusted Christ that day as his personal Savior, he became a child of the King. If you have trusted Christ as your Savior, you are a child of the King.
My Father is rich in houses and lands. He holdeth the wealth of the world in his hands. Of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold, his coffers are full. He has riches untold. I'm a child of the King, a child of the King. With Jesus my Savior, I'm a child of the King. My Father's own Son, the Savior of men, once wandered on earth as the poorest of them. But now he is pleading our pardon on high, that we may be his when he comes by and by. An outcast, stranger on earth, a sinner by choice and an alien by birth. But I've been adopted, my name's written down, an heir to a mansion, a robe and a tent or a cottage, why should I care? They're building a palace for me over there. Though exiled from home, yet still I may sing all glory a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. A child of the King. With Jesus my Savior, I'm a child of the King.
Well, we've seen here that Nicodemus keeps asking this question, how can these things be? And in trying to explain it to him, Jesus said in verse number 8, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So it is with one that is born of the Spirit. In other words, what he's saying is, we cannot see the wind, but we can see the effects of the wind. The effect is a change that is the result of an action, and an action is the way in which something has an effect or influence on someone. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. Now, you can't see the Holy Spirit, but you can see the effect that the Holy Spirit is having in a person. Now, Nicodemus was lost, obviously, very, very religious, but lost. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knoweth not these things? Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse number 21 through 23, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7, 21 to 23. And so you can be very, very religious and be lost. Now, when Jesus said that he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, what did he mean by that? If we have to do everything perfect, cross every T and dot every I in order to get to heaven, then that's works. That's not salvation being free. And it's a case of none of us then are going to get to heaven. But that's not what he's talking about. What is the will of my Father which is in heaven? Well, in Matthew chapter 17, verse number 5, you remember that voice from heaven, from God, that said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Here's the will of God. Hear ye him. John 6 and 29, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. You need to listen to him, and you need to believe him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and he shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And then in John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, when this word believe here is used again and again, it's talking about taking action. I've been on an airplane many times, and I really believe that that pilot knew what he was doing. If I didn't, I wouldn't have got on the plane. I've sat on many chairs, and I believe the chair will hold me. If I didn't really believe the chair will hold me, I won't sit on it. And when it's talking about someone believing in God, it means to do what he says that we should do. And so, was Nicodemus saved? Did he trust Christ as his Savior? In John 7, verse number 50, we read, Nicodemus said unto them, that he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, being one of those Pharisees, he's saying here, doth our law judge any man before it hear him? and know what he doeth. Now, there was in John chapter 7, there was a great division among all these religious hypocrites, and some people were taking one side, and some were taking the other. And Nicodemus was taking the positive side, but that did not make him a Christian. There's all kinds of people in cults and all kinds of religious activities who would take the positive side on the things of the Lord, but that doesn't mean that they're Christians. In John chapter 19, Jesus has been crucified, and in verse number 39 we read, "And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and alloys, about 100 pounds weight. Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen cloths with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury." Well, that sounds pretty good. But any devoted religious person who's devoted to his religion would do the same thing. Now, it says here, he that came to Jesus at the first, and so maybe he's saying he's not the same now, but nowhere is the Bible clear about whether Nicodemus got saved or whether he did not get saved. The question is, and we need to look in the mirror and talk to the person that's looking back at us, are you saved? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? You can be very, very religious, but you can still be lost. It's a matter of putting our faith in Jesus Christ and receiving him as our own personal Savior. And so we are going to look in our next program at the subject of the soul. What is the soul? We sing songs like "It Is Well With My Soul" and "Set My Soul Afire." And the Bible says in Matthew 11 and 29, "If we come to me," Jesus says, "you'll find rest for your soul." What is your soul? I remember as a little boy, I went to Sunday school. I was sitting in a stool outside of a barber shop in a small town, and this lady came to me and invited me to come to Sunday school, which was right across the road. And she said, "We'll be having Sunday school classes there tomorrow." So we lived right there in that area, and my mom said, "Yeah, you can go if you want to." And I went, and they talked about different things. But I remember coming home and asking my mother, "What is a soul? Now, is it in my body? Is it like a liver, or is it like a kidney? What is my soul?" And I don't remember getting a clear answer on that from my mother, but I understand it now. We're going to look at it in our next program. What is the soul? Be sure and tune in for that broadcast. And concerning whether Nicodemus became a Christian or not, we really actually don't know. The Bible's not very clear on that. But what it is very clear about is the fact that you can know for sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior. The Bible says, "These things have I written, that ye may know that you have eternal life." There's a lot of things that I know not, but I know one thing for sure. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, though I unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. That he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, creating faith in Him. Unto Him against that day.